Was that a long wait for you? Was that kind of frustrating, or how'd you get through that?
I did have a little trouble hearing that.
Question was it a long wait for you, and how'd you make it through the last couple of days?
Yeah, it was a grind the last couple of days, but it was a beautiful finish. Couldn't be happier to be part of a great organization. It was a great core group of guys there. I look forward to getting up there and getting around those guys and learning as much as I can. What a great coaching staff and just such a great legacy there at Green Bay, and man, it's just a joy of excitement right now. My family and being from a town like Chattanooga, Tennessee, it's a true blessing.
Sounds like you had an interesting conversation with Coach McCarthy when he was informed he was a Packer. Could he share some of that conversation?
The question was sharing some of the details of the conversation with Coach McCarthy that you had earlier when you found out you were picked.
Absolutely! What a great head coach to be a player for. Man, I tell you what, I'm going to come in there, and my message that I really wanted to get across is I'm going to come in there and work as hard as I possibly can. I want to you want to come in and be as good as you possibly can. But there's a great core group of guys there, like I said, and I cannot wait to learn as much as I can. But what a great coaching staff. What a great tradition, like I said earlier, and I'm ecstatic. I couldn't be happier.
Did you really tell them that you were going to be the best draft pick they've ever had?
Well, I think that came out just with a little bit of excitement. You know, obviously, just with the great players there. I mean, hey, I want to come in with a competitor's attitude. But I tell you what, it just to be a part of something so great and put on that green and gold, man, I tell you what, it's going to be like a dream come true.
Is he aware of Coach McCarthy's reputation for developing quarterbacks?
I am very aware. What a wonderful, like I said, coach. I've got a long way to go. I'm a guy who is excited about the process. I've got a lot to learn, both mentally and physically. But with a guy like that, I believe that I can do as much as I'll be willing to work with, and then he'll do a great job. It'll be a lot of fun. I look forward to it.
Is it a good criticism when people say you're too intense?
I would not even understand it.
The question was, is it a good criticism when people say you're too intense?
I'd like to think so. I'd like to. My dad's always taught me, sometimes it's better to be able to wind you down than have to try to wind you up a little bit. So, I feel like it's very important, as a quarterback that you're able to help lead. And I think Aaron is a wonderful example, and the guys that are there, currently are wonderful examples of what it means to put on the green and gold and be a good leader. And I'm an intense guy, but at the same time, I can have a good time. So I think football's got two sides. You got to be businesslike, but at the same time, hey, guy has a good hit, great catch. Enjoy.
BJ, what good came out of your experience at Tennessee and leaving there and everything you've been through on that side of it?
Great experience. Got a chance to get in contact with some great coaches. Coach Cutcliffe and Coach Palmer, obviously being two very well-known guys. But I think seeing that level of competition, but also too, you're going to have some ups and downs in your career. And sometimes when you're in a position that you feel like everything's going good and you have that rug swept out from under you, and you have to make adjustments. And I think that's a direct correlation with playing quarterback. The play's not always going to go the way you want it to, and sometimes you got to make do with what you got. And I think that it's very important for me to get on the football field. And UTC was such a great experience for me. It's where my dad played, and my mother went to school, and my brother currently goes and is a football player here. And I really enjoyed my time, but it was a great experience all the way around.
BJ, just listening to you in these few minutes, you seem extremely mature, maybe even older than your age. Do you feel that way? Do you feel mature like an old soul, like a veteran almost in some ways?
I really don't know how to answer that one too well. I've been through a lot, but so has every other guy. And everybody's got a story. Everybody's got, where they've come from and the roots that they've been through. My mother and father been unbelievable. You know, they've sacrificed a lot for me and my brother, and you know, to have an opportunity such as this is something I really want to take full advantage of, and I think that's where a lot of that excitement came out. You know, and you know, talking with coach and getting this thing to really come true. You know, I really want to be that guy that when they look back, they say, "Hey, that guy right there was ever getting more we expected." So, you know, that's what I intend to do.
What quarterbacks in the NFL do you admire the most?
There's a bunch of them. There's a bunch of good football players, and the one I'm coming to play right behind is a heck of a football player. And you know, Aaron Rodgers is second to none, and those guys are excellent. You know, and I really look forward to the opportunity. And I think Graham is there, and those guys are good football players, and I got a lot to learn, and I look forward to working with those guys.
PJ, who's your agent?
Agent is Bus Cook.
Did you get to meet Brett Favre by having him as an agent?
I did. Actually, I got to go down to Hattiesburg for a couple of months in my training, and I did get to work with Brett, and you're talking about an awesome legend there, right from right there, and got to play at Lambeau Field, and man, what an awesome experience for him, and what an awesome experience for me to be a part of his legacy as well. So, yeah, I did get to work with Brett.
Is there anything else from BJ?
Did you learn anything in particular from Brett in the short time that you spent with him?
Oh, every second I was with him, you could learn something new. Man, from just the mental aspect of the game, of, you know, picking up different coverages and just the subtle things of maybe how a corner's turned or, you know, a safety, you know, whether he's down or up. And then there's the physical stuff, talking about how playing quarterback, as most everybody knows, you know, is with your feet. You know, you got to be quick in your drops, and you got to be able to give a play a second chance. And, you know, it's just endless. He's one of the best. He'll go down as one of the greatest, and to have the opportunity to speak with him and work with him is excellent.
When did you work with Brett exactly?
I worked with Brett, I guess it would be the months of January, February, and then when March came, I actually returned back to Chattanooga to finish up and do my pro day and the rest of the process. But probably in January and February was the more accurate time.
So, like, how many days a week would you work with him?
He came when he was able to. Probably, you know, he'd be there, you know, once, twice a week for 8 weeks. So I got to work with him, you know, 8 to 10 sessions. And what a great experience. What a great experience.
Will you reach out to him personally now and tell him that you've been drafted by the Packers?
I'd like to have a great relationship with him. You know, we'll see. You know, with us and being both of our agents, yeah, absolutely. I know there'll be many questions and things I got to ask, but having a guy there like Aaron Rodgers and Brett Favre, I mean, those are two phenomenal guys to ask.
Did Brett say anything about the? I mean, I don't know if the Packers were looking at you at the time, but did Brett say anything about the possibility of going to the Packers and what it might be like?
No, you know, we never really talked about rounds or projections or any of that. We just got to play football. We worked out at a local high school there in Mississippi, and man, it was exactly everything and more of what I expected. We just got to play football, and that was exactly what I intended. I didn't need any of the other stuff. I just wanted to get down to the nuts and bolts of football and get better. And he was able to help me with that.